as radio.com NFL insider. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Baldy with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcasts. Hey, Baldy.
What up, Baldy?
Andy, Randy, it's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, man.
How's everything going? I'm back from vacation, refreshed, and kind of jumping back in the saddle here. I'm getting excited right now.
Oh, no, you always on vacation.
Stop that, Randy.
What body of water were you swimming in this time?
Let me explain exactly what a vacation has to be in today's world. You've got to go places where the Wi-Fi signal doesn't exist.
Dang right.
By the way, they can't get you. They can't find you. They can't get you. And so you got to get off. You got to get off the beaten path. I know what I'm doing here.
Well, I see you've already gotten back to Baldy's Breakdown. Like half an hour ago, you posted a video breaking down Penei Sewell, the tackle from Oregon. He's a guy we're talking about here in Atlanta with the number four pick. If he's there at number four, should the Falcons take him?
I think that should be in the conversation. I mean, I think there's a lot of good players at number four in this draft. Penei would be one of them. He didn't play this year, and, you know, players have that option. You know, when I watch him against SEC-type, you know, talent, right, like against Auburn, he wasn't Jonathan Ogden. But you can see the talent that he has. I mean, he's got talent, and he's a natural left tackle and all that. But I don't think he's a finished product. I don't know that he's going to come in and, you know, you want him to be what Tristan Wirfs was.
Yeah.
You know, what Mekhi Becton looks like he can be. I mean, that's what you want. And I don't know that he's that guy yet. I think he has the potential to be really good. But I don't know right now at four if I'm willing to take him over, you know, I don't know, Kyle Pitts or Ja'Marr Chase or somebody like that right now.
Baldy, what did you think about the move, the big move yesterday, the big news in the NFL, J.J. Watt deciding to go to Arizona over some other teams that people were – he never said that he was chasing a ring, but other people claimed that that's what he wanted to do, take less money. And taking the money and going to Arizona, what did you think of that move?
Well, I thought what was interesting, Randy, was the reason why he went. Like, he wanted to go a place where they had an up-and-coming or an established quarterback. And so it was really an endorsement for Kyler Murray and, what he's done so far in 2 years. And so I think, he knows what it's like to play with Deshaun Watson, how important that position is. He's been on teams when they had nothing at quarterback and they were, you know, just trying to win on defense. So I thought that was pretty interesting. It probably frees up Hassan Reddick for somebody to get him. But I think that, you know, with him and Chandler Jones and Buda Baker and Patrick Peterson, some of the guys they have, defensively, I think they have a chance to be pretty good.
Yeah, how much does it change your outlook on them? Pre-J.J. Watt 2 days ago, now they've got J.J. Watt. How different are the Cardinals today?
Well, I like Arizona. I mean, I think they kind of collapsed at the end, losing in their own division. Both the Rams, 49ers, and Rams, you know, twice down the stretch. So they've got to get better there. But, you know, I mean, what Cliff Kingsbury has done, I mean, they were the worst offense in maybe the history of football 3 years ago. You know, and now he's got them a respectable offense. And they're just adding pieces right now. I mean, they're on a good arc. I expect them, you know, to be in that category this year of 10 wins or more. I mean, that's where I expect them to be, and I think they have a chance to get there.
Baldy, that NFC West has had a lot of turnover at specific spots. When you look at what happened with the Rams going on to get a Matthew Stafford, the influx of who's going to be the quarterback back in San Francisco. But Seattle, they seem to be going through something right now. And all that quarterback said was that he needed some help. What do you think is going to be the outcome of this Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll, Seahawks thing?
Well, I think there's a lot of smoke there. I mean, I don't think this is just, you know, off-season bluster, you know, with, you know, guys like ourselves just talking about it. I mean, I think there's a real divide, but, you know, between how Pete Carroll wants to play offense and how Russell Wilson wants to play offense. And so I don't think Russell Wilson and his camp are real happy. They've made a change at offensive coordinator, but Pete Carroll is never going to change. I mean, he's going to want to run the football first. He's going to want to control it, not turn it over, and play great defense. I mean, that's what is his blueprint at USC. That was his blueprint in Seattle, winning championships. And so I don't know if that fits the way Russell Wilson wants to play. So, I mean, I think there's some issues there, but ultimately, I mean, Seattle and the team, the organization, holds all the cards. So they got him under contract for a long time at a big dollar amount.
All right, Baldy, when you, and going back to that, because me and Andy were talking about this a couple days ago, when you look at the way Pete Carroll won then, can that win in today's NFL?
Well, it can. If, you know, for 5 years in a row, Randy, Seattle's defense did something no team in the history of the NFL did. I mean, they led the league in fewest points surrendered 5 straight years in a row. And so, you know, when you're holding teams to 16 points a game, like they did for most of those 5 years, you're always going to have a chance to win, especially if you're not turning it over. So, I mean, you look at you look at the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and, you know, the Patriots win 13-3. You look at some of these championship games, if you can play great defense, you can do an awful lot, you know, in advancing in the playoffs. You saw what Tampa did this year to Kansas City. So I do think you can still win that way.
Brian Baldinger joining us from Radio.com. He's our NFL insider, talking some NFL offseason stories here. And do you feel like as more offseasons come, we're going to see more of this from franchise quarterbacks? The player empowerment movement is what people are calling it. Is this just sort of a preview of things to come?
I think so. And part of it is, you know, the quarterback position has just gotten so expensive. And so I even thought 2 years ago when Seattle made Russell Wilson the highest paid quarterback in the league at that time, that they might go in a different direction, knowing how Pete Carroll wants to build a football team. I mean, they haven't been able to build a great offensive or defensive line since they paid Russell Wilson. Mm. And so I think, you know, when teams start paying, you know, and Dallas is faced with this right now with Dak Prescott, but when you're paying a quarterback the way, say, Kansas City is paying Patrick Mahomes and the way some of these guys are getting paid, it makes it difficult to really put a great team around them. And that's why teams are, you know, you're going back in the well and getting rookie quarterbacks and trying to win on, you know, in the 5 year span on a rookie quarterback right now. And I think that might be the blueprint going forward, that if you get too expensive, even no matter how good you are, you may be in a conversation to be shipped out right now.
A quarterback that got shipped out, Baldy, was Carson Wentz going to Indianapolis, where everybody said they're a quarterback away, Frank Reich can fix him and all those things. So what do you think about that situation? And if you're Philly, do you bring in competition for Jalen Hurts, or do you automatically just give him the job?
Well, I wouldn't draft a quarterback high, Randy, okay, if I was Philadelphia, because it's hard enough to develop a young quarterback as it is. It's impossible to develop two young quarterbacks. So, but I would bring in a veteran. You know, I don't know if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick or, you know, somebody gets jettisoned here from one of the teams over the next couple of weeks or next couple of months. I mean, I would look at to bring in a veteran player for sure. I think Jalen Hurts, though, has a lot going for him. I think Nick Sirianni and his staff, Shane Steichen, are looking to work with him. But, you know, Carson was really good with Frank Reich. The offense was really good. It was a tight end-based offense, Randy. That gets you excited. I mean, they put three tight ends on the field in Indy more than any other team in the league. They did it in Philadelphia. You know, Carson played his best football with Frank Reich. So I do think that he's going to have a chance to succeed there for sure.
Hey, Baldy, let's bring it back to the Falcons for a couple minutes here. And we've been kicking around a lot of different ideas of how the Falcons can go about this offseason. One thing that came up over the last couple of days was at least the idea that the Falcons should be fielding calls on Julio Jones, considering trading Julio Jones. What do you think about that possibility?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a possibility. I mean, I don't think Julio Jones is the player that, you know, was the most dominant receiver in football, you know, for a long stretch. Nobody ran routes like Julio. But, you know, I mean, just can he get 16 games out of him? And can you get Julio Jones of circa, you know, I don't know, 2015, 16, 17. I mean, we haven't seen that. And so, you know, you got a new regime coming in. Julio Jones took you to a Super Bowl, helped take you to a Super Bowl, you know, win a lot of games. You know, I think when you're turning things over, I think you have to sort of try to maximize every single player on your team to try to rebuild it, because that's where they're at. They're in a rebuilding mode. And so if Julio Jones can help you rebuild right now, you probably help him out, and you help your team out.
Last one for me, Baldy. The Houston Texans. I mean, they're stackpiling the Arizona Cardinals as we see. But, I mean, in the end, how do you think this thing between them and Deshaun Watson win?
Well, you know, if you're Nick Caserio, you're the new general manager, you're David Culley, the new head coach, I mean, you better start taking phone calls and listening. Because to me, it looks like Deshaun Watson has got his feet in the sand, and he's not moving, and he's not budging. And now the only leverage a player has ever had in the whole history of this league is to withhold your services if you're not happy with a contract, your team, whatever. And we have seen players force themselves out. And, you know, they're going to start the offseason next month, and Deshaun Watson won't be there if he's on that roster still. And so it's going to be hard for David Culley to start building a team if your star player and the face of your organization isn't going to be there. So if I was Nick Caserio and I was building this thing up, I'd be listening to some phone calls and listening to see what some teams are willing to do right now.
Final question for me, Baldy. Again, Brian Baldinger, nice enough to hang out with us for a few minutes here on a Tuesday morning. Still a month and a half away from the NFL draft, but if you had to predict today, what are the Falcons going to do at number four?
Well, if Kyle Pitts is there at number four, I don't know how you can turn him down. I mean, a guy might be the best receiver in this draft. He might be the best matchup in this whole draft. I mean, turn on any game, and the guy is just smooth, fluid. He jumps to the moon to go get a football. He's going to run really well. If he's there at four, it'd be hard to look at that and go, man, that guy would fit in well in our offense, in any offense. And so, you know, Arthur Smith likes tight ends. This guy is more than a tight end. But I don't know. I mean, he might be the second coming of Travis Kelce right now.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. Thank you, Baldy. We appreciate it, man. That you're the first person that said that to us about the number four draft pick. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Baldy. Yeah.
Anytime, guys. Take care. I'll talk to you next time after I come back from vacation, Randy.
Of course you will.
Okay.
Brian Baldinger there, radio.com, NFL Insider. Our insider calls are presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find your podcasts.